Peter on the bottom of Kufi Dalaram Beis. Pshita, Hecha de Ika Shar Yurakos, Mavorech Ashar Yurakos, Bori Priyadoma, Vaachil, Vahadim Mavorech Alachilas Mar, Vaachil. Where you have other vegetables for the first tibul, which is for a hecker for the children, so you use celery or whatever, karpas, and you make a bari pri adama on that, and you don't make an alchilas mor, it's not mor. And then later on, the second tibul is mor, you make a brach alachilas mor. There's a machlokas rishonim, whether you have to make a, what's it called, whether you have to make a brach achrona after the first, what's it called, tibul, because the whole Haggadah is mafsik between that and the next time you eat, or no, that what's it called, that since the vegetables are vegetables before the meal and the Haggadah is all part of the whole Seder is one hemshich, so it's not a hefsik, so the bracha on a bori pri adama on the original karpas is your yotze with that for the morah too. Mainly, you don't have to, not only don't you make a new bracha achrona, you don't have to make a bracha rishona either on the mor. You're just a bracha samitzvah, not a bracha sanehenim. And others hold no, that lamaisi, you have to make a bracha achrona after the bori priya, after the karpas, and you have to make a new bracha bori priya adoma on the mor when you eat it, what's it called, because you're eating it not as part of the meal, you're eating it as something separate completely. What? No, the kosos could be different. Kosos either could be different that each one needs a separate bracha because each is a separate mitzvah. That's not to do with this. This is this also not because it's all one hefsek. If you hold it, it's a hefsek, could be the same thing. Okay. Ela, what's it called? Of a hecha de leka elachasa. What happens if you only have mor? So you're going to use morer now for the first tibul and the second tibul, like we said before. So what's halacha? Amar Rav Huna, mevarech meikor amorer, bari pri adama va'achil, ulevesov mevarech alei alachilas mor va'achil. So the first time you eat the morer, when you're not being yotze, the mitzvah of morer, l'chora, then you make only a bari pri adama, and you eat it, and you're eating it only as a vegetable to be yotze, the inyan of tibul. And then the second time you eat it, you're eating it l'shei mor, because the rechatchila, the mor, has to come after the matzah. So now you yotzei the mitzvah of mor with that mor. Now you make an alachilas mor. So what's the Rashbam? Pshita hechadika shar yurakos mevarach meikara betibul rishon ashar yurakos bari pri adama. The osur lehenos min haolam hazeh lo bracha. The kivin sheyesh lo shar yurakos hachi shaper tvei shivarach bari pri adama tchila. The hainu bracha ruyu lahem. The yiftar is amorim mi birkas pri adama. So Rashbam says, and with this bracha bari pri adama, you patir the morer later on. The acher kach yivarach al hachazeres al achilas mor. And then you make later on the birchas hamitzvah on the mor you eat the second time. Maskif lo Rav Chisda la acher shemile kreso imenu chozim mevorech aleho. Maisha, you already ate morer, and now you're going to, what's it called, now make the bracha. It's la acher amaisa, you're yotze already the first time, and obviously this goes according to the man diomer who holds mitzvah saint shrichas kavana, not like Rish Lakish said before that ain't a chanami, you yotze morer the first time even without kavana. Elom Rav Chisda mikor mevorech aleho bari pri adama. You make the alachilas mor. The first time you make the tibul, you make both brachas, because lamaisa you yotze mor the first time too, instead of eating it and not being yotze and making a bracha after you've eaten or any mor. And the second time you eat it, we eat it without a bracha. You yotze with the bracha the first time. The reason you do the second one because you need two tibulim. So the Rashbam is mashma that you're yotze the mitzvah of mor with the first one. When you have nothing but mor, so you yotze mor out of order. Even though the chatchila is supposed to eat the mor after the matzah, but the other you yotze before, since you have no other choice, you have to make two tibulim. You can't eat mor and then again eat mor l'shem mitzvah and not be yotze with the first one. Right? The chora from here, they bring a little bit of a raya that it's not shaykh to be have kavana not to be yotze, because in the pasuk you should have had kavana not to be yotze, Right, even if mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, but if you have kavana not to be yotze, then there's a sheet to hold you're not yotze. Because masha from here, that doesn't help. If mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, so then there's no etza. You're going to be yotze with the first maror, so what are you going to do? And that's how the Rashbam holds. So you're yotze with the first one, and the second one you're only doing because of two tibulim. Tosus learns differently. He learns l'maisa that you're yotze with the second one. Right, and even so, and this goes like what's it called, like Rish Lakish, the mitzvah srichas kavana. You're not yotze with the first one, because the first one, of course, you can't make a bracha on the second one. There's no way of holding that you make the bracha on the second one. If you're already yotze, it's a bracha levatola, right? It's a elamite. Also learns the machlokis is dafka according to Man Yomro says mitzvah srichas kavana. And everybody holds that you yotze with the second one, not the first one. The only thing is that what's it called? That since you're going to eat the second one, right? And you're already eating maror, even though it's not l'shem mitzvah, you can make the bracha al achilas maror and be yotze for later on. And he says the same thing we do by tkiyas shofar, right? Shailin by matzah also could be. The ikar tkiyas shofar is musaf. With the brachas, except we blow in order to blow twice. The Arbi v'sasotin, we also blow a second time. Tkiyas to miyushav. So there are many rishonim who hold that the first tkiyas are the ones that are ma'arbi v'sasotin. Those are the extra ones. The ikar tkiyas are in musa. Yet we make the bracha by the first ones, even though that's not the ikar mitzvah. Right? We make that one on the irbuv hasotin, just like over here we make the bracha on the tibul. Since the mice you're eating maror, you can make already the brachas on mitzvah for later, right? And the same thing over there, and the same thing with matzah. The Rishonim hold that the ikar achilas matzah is the afikomen, but we make the bracha on the first one, even though that's not the one you're being yotze the mitzvah with. Since you're eating matzah and you're going to eat later, so you can make the brachas on mitzvah on the first one, and then it's not considered a hefsek till the time that you actually eat matzah again for the second one. Okay. The Surya Avdikra of Huna, Rav Sheshes, Parade of Yeshua, let's say Avdikra of Huna, right? In Surya, they did like Rav Huna, Rav Sheshes, Parade of Yeshua, Avdikra of Chista. And Rav Sheshes, Parade of Yeshua, did like Rav Chista. Okay. The Hilchasa, Kavosi to Rav Chista, and the Halacha is like Rav Chista, that you first make the bracha on the first tibul, both brachas, and then you eat the maror and the second tibul. According to Rashbam, you yotze the mitzvah of maror with the first tibul. According to Tosus, you yotze with the second one. Okay.
Okay, listen,
Rav Acha, what does that can help?
Then this way you'll be yotze the mitzvah of maror at the beginning.
To eat less than a kazayis, and you won't be yotze the mitzvah of maror. Could be, again, it could be they hold that you have to eat a kazayis al tzkarpas. I'm not sure.
And the tibul is the tibul. The tibul is the ikers and not the ask. The
yeah, so it could be that still they were masakin at that tibul of something that's a royal achila. Mice, we don't hold like that. But so why don't you eat less than a kazayis if you have only more? Only more. Eat less than a kazayis the first time. You can be yotze the second time. Could be it's a raya from here that you don't need a kazayis by more. Machlokus between the kazayis and maror. Right? You don't need a kazayis. It's only as the bracha. So you don't really need a kazayis. So once you're being yotze maror, you might as well do it with a bracha, so you're kazayis. Okay. Okay. Rav Acha bereid the Rava mahadra shar yirakos lafuke nafshim pluksa. Rav Acha bereid the Rava used to make sure that he had other yirakos in order not to get into the machlokus of what you do if you only have maror. Omer Avino, Omer Li Rav Misharshe, Bereid of Nosson, Hachi Omer Hilo, Mishmei de Gemara. Lo Nichroch Inish Matzo, Mora Bahadi Hadadi, the Nechol, Mishum de Spirulon Matzo Bismanazed de Raiso, Mora de Rabbonin, Baosu Mora de Rabbonin, Mavatle Le Matzo de Raiso. The Mora says that what's it called, Hilo, said the following. Bisman Hazeh, you shouldn't eat Lechatchila Matzo and Mora together. Until you eat each one separately, we'll see. Why? Because since matzah bisman hazeh is min haTorah, and morah, when there's no korban pesach, is only the rabbanan, so the morah, the rabbanan, is mevatel the matzah d'oraisa. The idea is each mitzvah, what's it called? Mitzvahs are in mevatel suazot. We'll see it's machlokas later on whether they are or not. But that's what two mitzvahs d'oraisa, two mitzvahs d'rabbanan, are mevatel one each other. But a mitzvah d'rabbanan, klapi, a mitzvah d'oraisa, is like a reshus. Because the Rabbanan itself is not a cheftz of mitzvah, it's just on the gavra to do the mitzvah. So the thing itself is not a mitzvah itself, it's not a mitzvah at all. So the morer b'zman hazeh, there's no cheftz of mitzvah morer, it's a rishos, it's a plain food. Except there's a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, to eat that food. Matz, on the other hand, is a mitzvah food. So a non-mitzvah food is mevatel a mitzvah food when you eat them together. When you chew them up together, we'll see. Later on, tomorrow, we'll see that Tosa says that what's it called, that when you just swallow them together, you don't chew them up, then they're not mavak. So it's an idea that what's it called, that something of reshus is mavakal, what's it called, a mitzvah food. Mitzvah foods have to be eaten either by themselves, or according to Mani Omer, it's mitzvah lo mavakal suazu, with another mitzvah of equal importance. But a mitzvah d'rabbana, a mitzvah d'raisa, is like eating a mitzvah food with a reshus food. Now a svara that since mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, the tam of a mitzvah d'oraisa is weak, and it's something of reshus or even the rabbanon is a stronger tam, because you don't say mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. So memela the reshus and the rabbanon is mevatel the tam of the ikur mitzvah, because that tam is a tam kolish because mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. So since matzah bismana says d'oraisa and mor is only a mitzvah the rabbanon. So asi mor the rabbanon vatali matzah d'oraisa. Tafilu man yomer mitzvahs ein mevatel suazu, and even according to Rabbi Yomer says that two mitzvahs together are not mevatel one another. Hani mile d'oraisa but d'oraisa the rabbanon but the rabbanon. That's only two mitzvahs d'oraisa together or two mitzvahs d'rabbanon together. Avo d'oraisa the rabbanon asi d'rabbanon vatali le d'oraisa. But a d'oraisa and a d'rabbanon together, the rabbanon is mevatel the d'oraisa. In the end of the parak, it's going to display why mor is only d'rabbanan and matzah is d'oraisa. Afilu man v'yomer dekiven dechi hadadi ninu kulu kiu mitzvahs ninu v'lo mevatli hadadi. Since they're equal mitzvahs, they're not mevatli each other. U'mevatli l'tam matzah d'oraisa. But if you eat mor b'zman hazeh, which is only d'rabbanan, with matzah, you're going to mevatli the tam of the matzah. So it says, "Man tanned shamis le mitzvahs ein mevatel suazu hilo." Who's the one who holds mitzvahs can be eaten together and they're not mevatel each other? That's hilo. The Tanya, "Amru lo val hilo shoye korchum vasachas va'ochlan shenemra al matzos umroyim ochlu." Hilo used to make a kricha and eat them together. And if mitzvahs are mevatel one another, then you couldn't be able to in the mitzvah if you eat pesach, matzah, and morah together. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when everything was d'oraisa, Hillel ate them all together because he held the Itzker Mitzvah was eating them together. So, and still, Bizman Hazeh, he holds not. Korchum b'vasachas, Pesach Matzah Mor, Korchum b'krach echad, kemo kircho b'gemi, to wrap them all together in one bundle. Yochlu, kol echad b'thnei, I don't even hear yet. Omer b'yochanan, cholkim alav, Chaveiro val Hillel, right? The Maisha of the Rabbanan argue on Hillel. The Tanya Yochol Yehi Korchum Vasachas VaOchlan Kederos Shehillel Ochlan. I might think that you have to do like Hillel and eat them all together. Talmud Lomer Am Matzos Umroyim Yochluhu Afilu Zebifni Atzmo VeZebifni Atzmo. Yochluhu is not just going on the Korban Pesach, but it's going on each one separately. Each one you eat by itself, but you have to eat all three. Rashi, Yerashbam, Yochlu, Kol Echad Bifnei Atzmo, Midlok Siv Yochlu Oso, and then I'll know V'Ani Yodare Da Pesach Koi, Tichsiv Le'el V'Yochlu Sabaser. If it said Yochlal Oso, I know it's going on the Korban Pesach. That said Yochluhu, and said it in a way that it could be going on the other things, so we darshan that it's going on each one separately too. And there's a Shaila, what that means when you had to eat them together. The Mordechai says, the Lechora, how could you eat them together? Lechora, the Beis Habliya can't hold more than a kazayas, and you have to eat three kazayasim at the same time. So he says that's only when the thing is whole. But when you chew it up, the Beis Habliya can hold three kazayasim chewed up. Bashing from him that the mitzvah is to swallow them all at once. Because otherwise no kasha. You could chew them slowly and swallow them slowly, there's no problem. Right? His whole kasha is only based on the fact that in order to be yotzei the mitzvah, you have to swallow it all at once. Comes out from that, that every time you yotzei a mitzvah, you have to swallow it all at once. And others hold no, that's not the ikker. Baril holds you can chew it slowly, swallow it piece by piece, as long as it's within kedei achilas pras, that lechatchila. But from the Mordechai is mashmi, you have to swallow the kezayis all at once, and if you have to eat them all together, then you have to swallow all three kezayis all at once. Okay, maskif lo Rav Ashi, yihachi may afilu. Right, if that's the case, it's going according to the Rabbanan, what's the afilu? Miu chokin lo chaver krev yochan, avam yihacha lo shamina. Right, the Maisa Rav Ashi also agrees that the Rabbanan argue on Hillel, but you don't see it from here. Elam Rav Ashi, hai tana hachik tani. The Tana is saying the following. Yochal lo yetze behu yedei chobasu, elim ken karkam vasachas va'ochlan kadera shil ochlan. Tamid lomer al matzus umroim yochlu. Afilu zevifniasu zevifniasmo. Not that you have to eat it separately. But even if you'll eat it separately, it's okay. But if you eat it together, for sure it's okay. So this Tana doesn't argue on Hillel and say that you can't make kricha. He just holds you don't have to make kricha. So the halach is not clear whether it's like Hillel or the Rabbanan. Mevorech al achilas matzah va'ochel. So first, bizman hazeh, you make a brach on matzah and eat it. Mevorech al achilas mor va'ochel. Then you make a brach on the mor and eat it. So they're not mevatel each other. V'hadar achil matzah v'chasa b'havi hadavi below bracha zechel amikdash kehillel. And then you eat them together to be yotzei zecher lemikdash kehillel, because now the both the matzah and the mor are only a zecher, so they're on equal footing. The chora is a little bit of a problem if you hold that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. You mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa, then it should be vayter the mor is mevatel the matzah, because ein hachanami, you're not eating it l'shem mitzvah matzah, but there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah the whole 7 days, so it should be mevatel. Okay, in any case. But Pashtus, there's no mitzvah anymore of matzah, there's no mitzvah anymore of maror. Both of them are now zecher, so they're on equal planes, so they don't not mevatel each other. Pashtus lo it merichos lo kehil v'karabonin, to harabonin de braisa modu lehil, de kricha nami shaper dami. Because the rabbon of the braisa, the way we learned it now, right, the way Rav Ashi learned, is they don't argue on hillel. They just say you don't have to have a kricha, but you could have a kricha. So according to the Rabbanan of Braisa, you could have a kricha. According to Hillel, you have to have a kricha. And according to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yochanan, the Pligioi Rabbanan, the Gamri, Leshlu Kricha, God, they hold you can't have kricha. So it's like two against one. Because if you have kricha, at least you have some Rabbanan that holds you yotzei, and Hillel holds you have to do it, and only one sheet that holds you can't do it. So it's not clear who the halacha is like. So mevarach hamatzah lechuda zecher lemikdash kehillel kmo shehaya osa hillel bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim shehayu ochlim psachim. Okay, two things over here. Even with the kricha, even though we're going to learn it again, but there should be a lot of other things. Let's see what that is here.
Some people might be on that, yeah. If you want to be yotzei, according to Hillel, that you're not yotzei with the first ones, then the bracha should go on these. We said this. Hillel vade ate all of these things together with the korban pesach. In other words, ala sova. So what did he do in the beginning of his meal? Now, he didn't eat matzah till the end. So what did he do in the beginning? Right. So some hold that he ate matzah ashira, so you shouldn't have the problem of mole kreso bahem, and then you make the bracha in the end. And others hold, it's really telling the shayla of chizda we had before of chizda and of sheshes, whether you make the bracha on the first morer, even though you're not going to be yotzi with that. Like Tosa says, even you yotzi with the second one. So then he ate regular matzah in the beginning, made the bracha alachilas matzah, but the ikar mitzvah was in the end, matzah morer and pesach together. And according to the shita that you don't make the bracha in the beginning, you make it dafka when you're yotzei the mitzvah itself. So then he didn't make the bracha lechora till the end, and he, in the beginning he only ate matzah shira. Okay. There's a machlokus whether you need to be tovil the kricha in charosis. If you eat mora separately, you need charosis, we'll see tomorrow, because of kafa. But if you eat it together with matzah, it could be the matzah's mevatel the kafa. So some hold you don't have to be matzah the mora in charosis if you eat it together with matzah, when you eat it in the kricha, and some hold you do. 2 days in the Mordechai. And you have to be masiv, because even though by mora you don't make haseba, but here you're eating the matzah. The matzah needs haseba, so because of the matzah, there's no iser in being masiv by mora. There's no chiv. But there's a problem if you're not masiv by matzah. So if you eat the matzah and mora together, you have to make haseba. And lechora by the kricha, since you're not making a bracha, the Rosh says the only reason you need a kezayis by morer is because you make a bracha al achilas morer, so you have to eat a kezayis. But there's no halach of kezayis be'etzem by morer, especially according to Hillel, because yochluhu is going on the korban pesach and not on what's it called the morer. Only according to the rabbanon, you eat him separately is yochluhu possibly going on the morer. So when you eat it bekricha, for sure you don't need kezayis of morer, right? Because you're not making a bracha, and the morer itself doesn't need a kezayis. So for the kricha, there's no halacha that you need kezayis of morer, according to the Rosh. Shagasari holds you always need a kezayis of morer.